Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, y'all.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes.
And Happy New Year.
I know. Happy 2021. And this is the In the Thick podcast and talk show. We are back. This is season 4. We are so excited to be back. In the Thick took an extremely long hiatus.
For various reasons.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? It only prepared us to do something great in season 4. We have to work out some kinks. If y'all are sitting out here in viewer land right now thinking that these types of situations are perfect and they don't need any ironing out and there's no hiccups and no bumps in the road, y'all are wrong. Just come into
y'all
the
are
media
way
world
wrong.
And you know. Right. You know exactly what we're talking about. But like I said, we are so very excited to be back. Of course, you know who I am. My name is Heather D. And I have my girl, Victoria, and my little baby cousin, Fallon. My little baby.
Hey.
Back there.
My little baby cousin.
My little baby cousin, yes. So we are going to jump right into this pod. And what I will say is everything was not bad. While we were gone, we had some really good things happen. We had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
we had so much fun. I guess that noise in the background was like, you know, that was like confirming all the fun that we had. But we had so much fun over the last 6 months. It was ridiculous.
And according to Lori Lightfoot, it was illegal fun.
It was illegal.
That's our mayor, for those that don't know. Our mayor told us to stay in. We found some loopholes.
No, sometimes all you can do is try. That's all you got to try. All I can say is I tried the best that I could. And that's all I got.
We are out here having big fun, but Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago. I nor Vicky, we do not reside in Chicago. We reside in the suburbs of Chicago. So our mayors, acted a little bit different. So. Yes. So anyway, so we're going to jump right into the podcast, and something was circulating around the internet the other day, right? And it was about cultural appropriation. So what sparked the subject is a young lady. She's a white girl. She was saying that she loves wearing braids. Right? Love wearing box braids. At one point, she was wearing micros. Maybe she'll do some goddess locks. And as I was reading what she was saying, my hands started sweating. I got a real big attitude. I did, absolutely. And then I just had to stop because I found myself getting warm on the inside. And the reason why I was getting warm on the inside was she then went into saying how she didn't understand how black women, had an issue with how she wore her hair.
You know, and part of it was she posted pictures in the hairstyle, too. Like, it was like, I don't really understand why people have a problem with the style that I have. And here's some pictures about how dope I think they are. You know what I mean? Like, that also kind of blew me. So, touche. Continue on.
Yeah, she did. And I thought that it was very low class of her to do that, only because I felt like she knew exactly what she was doing, right? See, it wasn't ignorance why she did this. It wasn't ignorance of her not knowing what she was doing. It was just pure, blatant disrespect, in my opinion. I don't know, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, those that know me, especially you two, braids is my dig. You know, braids, twists, all sorts of natural protective hairstyles, I'm down for it. And Vicky as well, for that matter. But I don't necessarily have a problem with it. My problem comes in when they feel like they do it better or they created it or they can't show respect to where the creators were. That's when I get upset, because how many of you have seen the ladies coming back from Jamaica like, oh, I got these in Jamaica. And, okay, so you know where you got it from some woman, and you came back and you love it. I mean, I'm okay with them falling in love with our arts and our creativity. It's just that when it's time to show respect, do such. But don't act like, you know, you rock it better than me, because that'll never happen. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, throwing that out there. Don't do that. And also don't act like, you know, your people somehow created this or do it better. That's when that's when I have a problem.
Yeah. I know that in the group that this this little post was circulating in, I know that some of the women did say the same thing that you did. They had the very same comments, like they did not care. However, don't act like, you know, this was something that was originated by your culture, right? A couple of people got deeper with it, and they said they really didn't care, but understand the ramifications that have come from us wearing natural hairstyles for years. It has not always been accepted. It has not always been accepted in the workplace. It has not always been accepted for our children when they go to school. We're looked at differently. So the mere fact that she felt comfortable doing this, knowing that she probably would not get the same looks or the same reactions as us, that made me feel a certain type of way.
Okay,
touché.
Now I didn't consider that aspect at all.
Right.
That turns my feelings a bit.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like sometimes when white people do stuff, yes, white people, I'm talking to you, I feel like sometimes when you guys do stuff, you do it knowing that you will not get the same type of reaction as us, i.e., you know, storming the Capitol building last week.
I mean.
Right? Now, that's what you thought. You thought that you weren't going to get the same reaction, but look what happened after that, you know.
But look what happened. Look where we are.
Exactly.
Now we're here.
Now we're here, exactly. But white girls have been doing these things for years, right? The Kardashians, right? They've been doing this for years, cultural appropriation, and not just the cultural appropriation with the hairstyles, with their surgeries, with their lip injections, with the style of their clothing that they wear, but dating the men, which that's a whole nother podcast. You all know how I feel about that. Please do not get me started tonight.
Well, I do
not
think
tonight.
We just
got here
in this conversation.
Right.
We just got back.
But
a part in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause her comments. So here, it was two things I didn't care for, and I feel like it's part of how the conversation usually goes. I feel like when white women try to take on black characteristics or accessories or whatever they want to culturally appropriate, it always starts out the same way. I am just myself, and I like to express myself, and people seem to have a problem when I do certain black things. In this case, it's braids. So she's saying, oh, well, you know, like, I just kind of want to get you guys' take on it. And she knows that even though this is, like, a diverse audience, she is speaking specifically to the black women. And then it's like, you know... This is something that I do regularly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just kind of felt a certain type of way because I feel like you're trying to make it seem like this is just an innocent thing for you, and this is really is you just trying to bite off some black culture. You know what I'm saying? And then to kind of, like, add pictures on top of it so you can be like, well, I see I went to this, like, legit braider. You know what I mean? Like, these are my box braids, and this is how beautiful I look in them. I just felt, like, a little disrespected. And I don't even know why it rubbed me so the wrong way, but it did. Like, I was just kind of like, okay, so here's another situation where you want me to believe that this is just by happenstance, and you're bringing this argument to me by happenstance. And you want to start this conversation when you really just wanted a whole bunch of black women to be like, girl, you dope in your braids, go do that.
That's how I felt too.
One of you need to tag me in this because I don't know what post you're talking about. I need some perspective on that. So whomever.
I'll have to find it. I'll find it and send it to you. Yeah. I felt like she wanted some validation. And that I was not cool with, you know. We have been talked about, even in our culture and in their culture, you know, for wearing sew-ins, you know, or glue-ins, talked about having horse hair, having, you know, hair from Korea, you know. We have also been talked about when we wear the weaves and we want to wear a blonde, you know, i.e. like Beyonce. You know, so why is it okay on the flip side?
Right. Right, Heather.
And when
and
are
that's
we,
why I say,
go ahead. And when are we, as a people, going to look at the deeper issue? Now, I understand, now, nothing against the women who said that they didn't care and it didn't bother them, but I do feel like that needed to be a deeper conversation. Like, girl, what the hell are you doing? Like, honestly, like, get it together. You see how oppressed we are. You see everything that it is that we're going through, and you want to do something foolish like slap some box braids in your head. And it's not like it was box braids that are coming from her own scalp. She's adding hair to it.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't, and then how I see it is there's some people that thrive off of being controversial. There's some people that thrive off of doing the taboo thing that's going to get the buzz going. And is she like one of the influencers who's got like a million some followers, or this is just some average Betty or Becky? Huh? I like that. That
average
is doing
Betty. She is just a normal person. Honestly, that was the first time I had ever seen her post in that group. Whether she had before or not, I hadn't paid attention until, again, the other day when she posted about her wearing the box braids. And to me, I felt like she knew exactly what she was doing. I didn't feel like she was clueless to what it was that she had going on. I felt like she knew exactly what she was doing, and like Vicky said, she was trying to incite some sort of togetherness or, again, some validation from the sisters in the group. That I don't like, because I feel like somebody has probably come for her before when they saw her in these streets. And I think she did say
it
that,
did,
if I'm not mistaken. At a point, I stopped reading.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely felt that way. It was like, people come for me, and I need you guys to make me feel better about it. And like you said, Heather, like, when it comes to these type of situations in the workplace, we have to fight so hard for us to be celebrated in what we look like, embracing our natural hair. There's plenty of jobs that don't allow, like, natural hair, don't allow braids. But if a white person does it, it's okay. Like, I fully believe, and that's probably what bothers me the most, is that if she worked at a job like that, because she's white, they'd be like, oh, that's just a phase. She can keep those box braids. But an equal person, a black person in that same position, will be told that they can't have that look there. It happens all the time, you know, and, like, even we talked about, like, sew-ins and, like, glue-ins. As soon as white women started wearing, like, micro links, that conversation went out the window. And it was like, oh, well, we can't tell that that's additional hair for her. We just don't like the look when you guys do it. Like, that.
Right.
That's what kind of blows me. And it's like, you know what, can we just have something and you be like, that's really dope that y'all do that, I support you, and then not be, let me go try it too?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah,
what?
For sure.
I'm of the opinion that I'm not reaching into the politics over here, and I'm going to just leave that, you know, plain as day, because I feel like there's much more to talk about than what this lady's got on her head and how we were versus how we were oppressed. Because to be totally truthful and honest, I don't give a damn who created what I like. If I like it, I'm a rocket, and I don't give a damn who says anything about it. So that's where I come from. I'm of that opinion. But as far as you guys are saying about the not being able to wear it, I think, weren't they banned in the service also? You can't wear braids in the service?
No.
In, like,
no,
the military?
Okay, no,
that's not going on
in the military. You can absolutely wear braids in the military. But Fallon, to your point, the reason why you feel so
that was never a thing.
Doing that was a thing at one point. It is no longer a thing.
Oh, okay.
But the reason why you feel so confident doing what you do is, number one, you are a Black woman. Okay. You understand what oppression feels like to a certain extent. Obviously not like our ancestors, right? But you still understand what oppression feels like, right? You understand what getting the looks feels like. So, yes, nobody's going to tell you who's going to check me, boo, all of that. We all have that same type of attitude. But my problem is that as a white person, you should be thinking more. You know you know what's going on in society right now. You're not an idiot. You know that Black people are oppressed. You know that Black women are constantly talked about. And again, maybe someone who listens to this podcast will feel like, well, that's not that big of a deal. Well, if you think about it on a deeper level, then it is a big deal. To me, it is. That is a big deal.
Right.
Because again, you guys have been getting away with it's just one more thing that they can get away with.
Right, that
I'm
they
saying.
Can get away with. No, I definitely understand where you two are coming from. I think taking it a little lighter because I got plenty of other heavy things I could be mad at white people about. That's all.
Right, and that is true. And it wasn't like I was like seething over it. I just got really irritated and annoyed because I'm like, you got to be joking me. Just like, and this is on a lighter note, so you guys know about Darrell Smiley, excuse me, call him Relly Rills, Where the Money Resides. He's from Baton Rouge. Okay. So that video went viral immediately, right? Everybody wants to work with him. He's been on the Ricky Smiley Show. He's been all over the place. He's been on news stations. Car dealerships have asked him to come in to do a shows at the dealership. So there was this white guy over the weekend who did a Where the Money Reside video.
Really?
I have a problem with that. Can we not? Now, I reposted it to Instagram, but then Instagram took it down.
Always trying to fight with the people.
I'm just saying, like, that type of stuff, it grinds my gears. It really does. It burns me up. I'm tired of seeing it. What will possess you, white boy, to do a Where the Money Reside video with your offbeat self?
But, you know, comedy and that kind of stuff, viral influencer stuff, it's hard because everybody bites on each other. And the way that you get likes and followers is by biting off other things. You know what I'm saying? So as much as I was like, oh, that's not going to work, sir. That's not going to work that way. I mean, I realize that that's how that industry works. But it was
exactly.
A bad move. Like, that was the thing.
It was done in
poor taste. Yeah, it was a bad move.
It wasn't like some of the people doing the TikTok videos. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like some of the women who recreated it with the TikTok videos. That was funny because they used his voice. You know how TikTok works. This white boy was in full whiteness at the car dealership.
It was bad.
Didn't even have on the same outfit. Do you see what I'm saying? It was just in poor taste. I just did not appreciate
it.
So don't do that.
He said, listen, you're going to take him as he is.
So don't do that.
Don't do that no more. We are good to go. We didn't like that. Anyway, let's move on because I can talk about that forever because I'm still not. We do want to get into a topic that Fallon had been wanting to discuss for a while, and this is something that I've been talking about with a couple people recently, Fal, so it's ironic that you wanted to talk about it, so I'll let you have the floor to discuss.
Wonderful. Thank you. So this all kind of stemmed from, I was listening to GCI, which is a radio station here in Chicago, And they have a segment where it's Love 'Em or Leave 'Em. So it's like, you know, your Dear Abby letters or, you know, Strawberry letters. You know, people calling in with an issue, wanting some feedback, basically. So the lady calls in. She says her girlfriend, her best friend, went with her and her husband and a few other couple friends, single best friend, by the way. So there's a group of couples and a single best friend. They all go to celebrate New Year's Eve out of town somewhere. And the single girl, the single best friend is very attractive, very shapely, you know, and she knows it, if you know what I mean. So she was a few of the, and also stayed at this Airbnb with the couples. So a few of the other women, or the other wives, had a problem with that because she was, I guess, dressing scantily and, you know, she was causing attention to herself, so to speak, just being her own self. So at the end of it all, some husband and wears a G-string into the hot tub. Why is the single girl in the hot tub with the other couples? Hey, we'll discuss that later. But she wears a G-string in the hot tub, and one of the husbands gets so drunk that ends up, like, cuffing her butt, you know, talking about, like, he fell into it type of thing. Like, seriously, like, seriously, sir? So at that point, the wives had had enough, and they were ready for her to go. So the best friend tells her best, you know, the married best friend tells her single best friend, oh, well, you've got to go. I'll pay for your hotel room, but you got to go. So the best friend is no longer speaking to her, told her to lose her number. She felt like that was totally horrible because it wasn't until after she got assaulted that she was the one that had to go. So in that, I found it strange because it is hard to navigate. And, I mean, we can call it married or we can call it common law, we can call it a long-term serious relationship. When you're exclusively heavily dealing with someone, you often have to treat your single women or your single women friends differently or control the exposure of them, if that makes any sense. So I just want to know where you guys come from, and then I'll go last.
Let Vicky start. I already had my answer ready.
Touche. You know, here's the thing. It's always hard when you're the single friend to marry friends. And I think as I get older, I just realize that, like, everybody's not as sensitive to, like, what your role is when you are the single friend to married friends. And, you know, I kind of see both sides of it because I feel like, okay, so the girl – you know, she on vacation with them. She doesn't bring someone. Now, see, if it was me, I wouldn't have went because I'm not about to be the fifth or seventh wheel on y'all, like, Tyler Perry weekend. Like, that's not what I'm open for. But
wait. Not the Tyler Perry weekend.
Not she said yeah, Tyler Perry. You. Oh, my.
Because that's the truth. Ever since
it is the
Why Did I Get Married movie came out, people have been like, I'm going to go to the cabin with my married friends. Like, that's just what they've been on. So, like, I just feel like that's not my place. That's not where I need to be. But if some stroke of luck happens, I end up being there anyway. You know, to the friend's point, she like, well, I'm going to just be me. But you have to consider, like, these are married people that you're with, and you want to respect their relationship, and you want them to respect your space. So that means, like, you may have to change the wardrobe. That means you may not have to be around all the time because they're not there to kick it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can see how both would be offended because these married women are sitting here like, well, why are you out here like this when you know our husbands are present? But you know what? They knew this friend was like this when they invited them on the Tyler Perry weekend. Like, you have to be honest about who your friends are. So that's what I was coming from with it because I was like, oh, first off, I wouldn't have went. I wouldn't have been there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people don't always gauge
totally.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
agree with you, Vicky. So I think that they're both at fault. Both sides are at fault in this situation, okay? So the married female friends are at fault because you knew that she was not bringing anyone with her when you invited her. You knew that.
Wait, let me step in, Heather. The ladies mm-hmm. of the other couples did not know. It was the best friend who was married who said, oh, I don't want my girlfriend being home alone on New Year's Eve. Just come with
That's
us, girl.
Her fault.
So this was a surprise.
That's her fault.
To
that, mm-hmm. Okay, so that I stand corrected, but the best friend knew. So best friend, that
mm-hmm.
was your fault.
That was
your
the,
fault.
Exactly.
You knew that this was a married couple's Tyler Perry weekend, right? You knew, again, like Vicky said, you know how your friends are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
gone out enough to know how each person is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know their capabilities. We know what they're going to do. We know what they're not going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will it get amplified if a lot of liquor gets involved? More than likely. But in the same token, that person is who they are to their core, right? Fundamentally, that's who she is. Now, if they had decided that they wanted to bring her on this trip regardless, and she should have been thankful, like, oh, thank you, girl, for, you know, wanting to bring me on your trip. You don't put on a G-string. I'm sure you had
mm-hmm.
enough body. I'm not putting on a G-string in front of my married friends and their husbands. Why would I do that? I know better. That's disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
right? What kind of friend is she to do that? She knew exactly, again, just like the white girl with the box braid, she knew exactly what it was
she
was
what she
doing.
Was
she knew she was. She knew that she was going to incite some sort of reaction, right? Now, I don't agree with the husband grabbing her behind. That was on him. He knew what he was doing too, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I do feel like both sides have to take some sort of responsibility in this. Now, do I appreciate the friend saying, hey, girl, I'll go ahead and pay for your room, but you have to go? I appreciate her doing that because she did not have to do that. But what I don't like is that now her friend is not talking to her. That's what I don't like. You knew the hell that you were about to enter into when you created this situation. So, no, both people should have their ass beat.
Okay. Why they gotta fight, though?
I accept that.
Like, why people gotta get their ass beat, though? Like,
I was just adding that in there for effect.
For effect, okay.
Oh, boy.
Like, why people gotta fight, though? I mean, so, okay, I feel all of that, Heather, everything that you said. I definitely think that the best friend was bogus for even inviting. And the first thing, especially with black people, the first thing we say, who all gonna be there, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
At some point you knew that it was gonna be these men around, they were with their husbands, and at that point, I'm gonna say, okay, well let me see if I could grab me a little last minute, you dip. And if not, I can't go, G, sorry. Happy New Year from afar. Let's Skype or mm-hmm. let's FaceTime or something like that. And another thing that could have happened is you want your girl to be with you. You want to be able to hug your bestie for New Year's Eve. Cool. Why bestie didn't have her own spot to begin with? Why couldn't bestie just come out to dinner with y'all one day or, you know, for game night one night or then the final New Year's Eve night? Why is best friend with all the body in the G-string in the hot tub? I don't understand. You, like you said, you know who your friends are. You know which one
yeah.
don't like to put clothes on, and you know which one is going to be a little more respectful than the others. You know this.
Right.
So
yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
And then I thought again, maybe there was some fraternization with one of the other husbands as is. I went left with it. Because we have all been around when there is one less girl than it need to be, and you end up that girl, right? So mm-hmm. say these husbands, you follow what I'm saying?
Wait, what? I'm confused. So that what?
I'm saying. So say for instance, they're okay. I'm out with my guy, and then you're here, Heather. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. he ends up calling one of his guys, and now it looks like a foursome. That's what I'm saying. So maybe there could have been some fraternization once before with the husbands. And who knows, maybe it was the one that grabbed mm-hmm. her ass. But maybe that was a setup in itself. But that was the messy portion of how I felt. But mm-hmm. I would have, mm-hmm. and if that happened, knowing all of that, my best friend still came. That ended up happening to my best friend. You know what? We going to leave, G, because that ain't right. Whatever you had on had nothing to do with getting groped, okay? So, no, I'm not going to send you away after you got assaulted physically, sexually, whichever we want to call it. I'm going to.
Well, and that's the thing. I think it is hard to. Oh, we're going to talk about that. Let's talk about it. Heather, go ahead.
I'm saying the man said that he fell into it. He fell into her butt. Like, he was so drunk, he fell into her butt, but just had it on the grip, but you fell. Come on, man.
I'm just saying your mix up of physical, sexual.
Right. Your assault.
You was like, whatever.
Okay,
not physical, sexual, whatever.
Whatever it is, I'm not gonna say, girl, you gotta go. I'm gonna be like, gee, we about to go. Let me pack my stuff too, cause y'all ain't about to kick my friend out. She got assaulted. I don't give a damn if I'm wrong for bringing her. We leave.
That was really extreme. The whole assault thing. But what I will say is that even
I mean, was it not an assault?
it's an assault based upon who it comes from.
That's true. That's true.
Based upon who it comes from, but that's not what I wanted to say. What I wanted to talk about, I wanted to go back to Vicky's point where she said that she has several times been the single friend, right, mm-hmm. when hanging with married people, okay? And I can understand that because I was in a situation with someone, my ex-husband, right, had a problem with single women. He had a big problem with single women. He thought that single women were horrible influences on married women. And I always had a problem with that, namely because we're so young, right? We're so mm-hmm. very young. There is a high possibility that at least a few of our friends, if we're married, are going to still be single. And this was, I'm talking about, this wasn't even, this had been going on since we had gotten married. And I got married, remember, I was 23. So imagine him having a problem when we're that young with single women. So now being on the other side of it, I can kind of see like the stigma that comes with, okay, if you're single, you shouldn't really be hanging around with married people. I don't necessarily mm-hmm. agree with it. I feel like people have to protect their relationship, right? And this is actually going to segue us into our next topic. People have to learn to protect their relationship, and you also have to walk with your eyes wide open, not eyes wide shut. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you have your five senses intact, then you can smell some BS when it's brewing. So if you are a married woman, and you can kind of see what this single woman, because you were single at a point, so you know how single people move, right? So if you were single at a point, or excuse me, you are a married woman, I'm sorry, and you're dealing with a single woman as your friend, and you kind of see some funky stuff going on, then you have a couple of choices. You can have a conversation with them, or you can limit the amount of time that you hang with her when you are with your husband.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't blame one or the other. Both people have a part to play in it. both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been the on the married end of this topic where, you know, I did have a lot of single female friends, and they would come from a long way to hang out with me. And, you know, my ex didn't sit up under us. You know, he's like, okay, that's girl stuff. It's also, you know, part of who you married, like you said, whomever you were with, where he wouldn't sit up under us. And I'm talking about if he was sitting up under us, our conversation was totally different than it would be if he wasn't. So it's also that portion too. Like, you can be my mm-hmm. single girl, but we're going to change lanes here. It's a whole different tone when it's about when you're in my home or when my man is around mm-hmm. versus when it's just you and I and we're hanging out. I think as long as you know how to keep that separated, you can have a single friend all day long. Mm-hmm. It's worked for me. So I think you just have to, and then like you say, you have to know, you know who your friends are. Don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely, one of my best friends, she don't like to wear clothes. She likes to wear the tiniest of tiny, okay? So
she's so precious.
You let her be great.
She is the preciousest thing, but she likes, precious. You know, she likes the little baby tops and the short shorts and, you know, all of that. So I rocks with it. You know, I really don't care who she damn offends, but you're not going to offend her. And that's why I go back to the physical sexual assault.
Right.
I think because she's single too, I feel like it's easier to blame her. Like that's the other thing.
Mm.
Like so, as much as I feel like people have to know what their role is, some cousins will still trash to check her out. Like, and I feel like at the end of the day, like for her to get groped like that, those men need to be checked too. You know,
exactly.
I can understand those other wives that were there feeling blindsided because they didn't invite this girl. They probably only knew of her or knew, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't as close to her. So her coming was probably a shock to them. But in those types of situations, I can say that part of the hard part about being single with married friends is that people tend to blame the single party because it's easier. It's like, well, if she hadn't worn that, he wouldn't have looked at her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, instead of it being like, well, she shouldn't have worn that, but he shouldn't have been looking at her. And then all of a sudden,
you wear something
the responsibility all becomes about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying that, you know, this is the way that I feel. Like, I'm never going to worry about any woman being in front of my man and him looking at her, right? If you glance, we all glance, right?
We all do.
It's just human nature. Someone comes in your view, you glance. Now, am I going to expect for you to, you know, drop your mouth and you're staring and all of that? No, that's not what's going to happen. But what I'm saying is I'm not so concerned with another female coming in the room where my man is and her looking better than me. I'll just put it out there like that. That's not going to happen, right? So we're all on a Tyler Perry weekend, and if I just so happen to be married, right, if I just so happen to be married, baby, we're going to have on some similar bathing suits. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know they were wearing that they have on swim dresses.
I don't know, girl. They didn't give me those details.
They have on a little skirt, you know, at the bottom covering up. I mean, I don't know what they were they moo-moos. I'm not sure what it was that they were wearing.
MG.
Is that kind of part of the reason why they felt a certain type of way too?
It very well could have been, but at that point, you need to be mature enough to know there will always be eye candy. I don't care what your man's type is. There's always going to be eye candy somewhere that you can't control. Okay?
Right.
And once you're mature enough to know that, you'll be just fine. Because guess what? Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself.
Right. Yeah. Poor girl. Poor girl. But I definitely want to segue into the next topic. And this is something that has been going around the internet, at least for the past few days, but Vicki's going to go ahead and cover this one. This is going to be kind of interesting.
Yes. So as most of you know, Latoya Luckett, she is formerly a part of Destiny's Child, and she's been on, like, various reality shows. A couple years ago, in 2017, she married Tomacus Walker. Why his name is Tomacus, I'm still confused about. But he is a businessman. And his, you know, they both make really great money, and they got married, and they had a show about it. They've been on some documentaries about it. Well, they announced about a week ago that they are divorcing. They both made public announcements to social media, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. So what was interesting about it, and it's really, really sad because you hate to see, like, relationships break down, especially when you know that, like, people just want love, and they were both, like, in a space where they were looking for that. And when you're a celebrity, you kind of have to do it from, like, a official space. So Latoya Luckett's comment was pretty much like, you know, sadly we're splitting. Pray for us during this difficult time. She posted a picture of the two of them and the two children that they had during their marriage. And Tomacus made a similar post, and then he posted to his story something interesting and pretty personal. So he says, to along the lines of, you know, I am really sad. I didn't want this divorce, and outside influences influenced my marriage and the breakdown of our marriage. And just so you know, I didn't cheat on my wife. Now, about a year ago, there had started these rumors about him cheating. People were posting that they were seeing him with various women. One of the women said that she had been with him. And the whole time, Latoya Luckett kind of didn't really address it publicly. She kind of went on. The most recent they talked about was she, during her pregnancy, because she has a four-month-old, she had started doing these Instagram shows, and she just kind of talked about, like, self-love and loving her kids and being there for her family, things like that, never addressing the rumors. And so now he's, like, blatantly throwing it out there, the rumors, and the fact that he feels like influences is why his marriage didn't work. So I think that that brings up an interesting topic about relationships. Do you think that others can influence you in your relationships to make different choices? And is that always the reason why a relationship breaks down, or do people use that as an excuse to hide the other things that were going on?
Oh.
What do you guys think?
Well,
right? I believe both of those things can be the case. I still think, this is going back to that being accountable and mature and, you know, knowing who you're with. And there's certain, especially in the public eye, you know, if we're talking about them specifically, you're in the public eye. There's always going to be some sort of scrutiny. There's always going to be some rumors, some gossip, some who saw who where and who hugged who too long, you know, in a photograph. So there's always going to be that. So I can't, I'd like to think that Latoya Luckett is past that stage with having a serious relationship, because she's been in the public eye since she's a teenager. So I want to say that he likely was doing too much usually. So it's one thing to accept the norm, but when you start doing too much, then I'm noticing in a negative way, not noticing because I knew it and expected it. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that there, but for me, myself, I don't believe that any outside influence can change your relationship, destroy your relationship, or control your decisions, unless the outside influencers are looking out for me. like, insane. Girl, you know, that boy, he sound like he using you for your money, G. He using you, girl. Like, if they're on that, like, if they're trying to open my eyes to something, then most definitely I think I can be influenced within a relationship if I need to see something that my homies are looking at that I can't see, because we know love is blind. But if it's, you know, you should leave him, girl. You deserve better. Okay, you don't know that much. Now, I'm not talking about that type of heads up. I'm talking about if you're just really seeing something that I need to see larger or brighter than I'm seeing, then, yeah, that can definitely influence how I move in a relationship. Especially, you know, after usually, and Heather, you and I talked about this just the other day, usually when there's more than one person saying the same thing about this person, and I'm not talking about one or two, I'm talking about several. Let's give it a good four or five. If four or five of your friends or influencers, if we're calling them, are saying the same thing about this man, 9 times out of 10, homegirl, I think you need to listen. And, you know, that's my piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, I feel like if you allow another person to influence your relationship, number one, you're weak, and number two, you did not want that relationship. You didn't. There is nobody on this damn earth that could ever influence any type of situation that I'm in. Any type of situation. There is nobody. Because once I'm not in that situation, where are you? Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can you help me once I do the dummy and listen to you and what you think about it,
mm-hmm.
and it breaks off? Then no. So there's no one who's ever going to be able to do that, okay? Number two, do I believe that it could happen? I believe that it does happen often, but I believe it only happens when people allow it.
Mm-hmm.
People have to allow. No one can come in and break up your marriage or break up your relationship. You have to open the door for someone to come in and do it. And I'm not just talking about with any type of infidelity. I'm talking
right.
about there are other things that lead to a breakdown in relationships. This is why, and I'm a firm believer in this is why you cannot share all of the details of your relationship. I tell people this, you better stop. You better stop. You are not about to be out here. If you want to keep your relationship intact, the last thing you need to do is share all of the details of your relationship, good, bad, or indifferent, to anyone. I don't care who it is, for a couple different reasons, right? Reason number one is when you decide that you and your significant other are on good terms again, those other people are still sitting here hating that person. Now, you have moved on, right? This person has publicly embarrassed you. This person has dragged you. You know what I mean? This
not now is Man Crush Monday.
That's what I'm saying, right? Exactly. You know, he's my king, she's my queen, all of this type of stuff. No, you just set his clothes on fire. You know,
not you just
saying?
Let his clothes on fire. That's hilarious.
You just
oh my
busted
gosh.
Up his windshield. You just slashed his tire. You just put sugar in her tank. It's like all these types of things. You don't want on social media, right? And you had a field day with these people on social media, right?
Oh,
you talk so bad about the person that you are with. Then all of a sudden, the next day, after some good sex, because that's what does it, okay?
Usually. Because
after
the drama is
sex,
still there.
Baby, that's what I'm saying. The drama's going to be there because you all haven't fixed the holes. You haven't plugged the hole in your relationship. So you all have good have one good lovemaking session. Then all is right with the world and you're skipping outside with Daisy. Now we're sitting here looking at him or her like, what? But you're okay. Then you get mad at us. You know what I'm saying? Then you're upset with us. Something's wrong with that.
That's
wrong with
true.
That.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to respond to what you said about, like, being weak-minded. I don't think it's always that you're weak-minded. I think that, for one, when a relationship is already in breakdown, it is easier for you to hear things from other people because you already don't feel solid about what you're in. I think that that's
but that is
important
your
to point
choice,
out.
Though.
But
that would be your
in addition,
choice.
That's fair, but I do think that we also have to consider the source. There are some friends that I won't listen to when I'm in a relationship because I feel like they can't speak to that. But
ooh,
there are some
that.
People
preach
that I
that.
Value. You see what I'm saying? But I think that I don't think I'm weak if I'm listening to someone who is really looking out for me and I value their opinion and they're not saying I have to listen to them, but they're like, hey, this is something to consider. I don't think that that's wrong to consider it. I think it's wrong to make that your only reason.
That's
I think
what
there's a difference
about.
There.
Absolutely. So
I'm just pointing out the difference.
If you consider, absolutely. You're not wrong if you consider what they're saying because they could have some really great perspective. But that decision needs to be yours. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
You can't have
For sure.
anyone, if you allow someone to influence you to the point to where as you're mm-hmm. deciding to leave your relationship, then you are weak-minded. If you decide it based upon only what they said, that's a problem. You have to assess your entire situation on your own.
On your
no
feelings.
One has, mm-hmm. No one should have that much power over your relationship. That's what I'm saying. They should not.
Mm-hmm. I definitely
people
that.
Who should have
yeah.
power
I'll just
over that
point
relationship
out the distinction.
Are absolutely. The only people who should have power over that relationship are you and your significant other. That's it. That's all. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where mm-hmm. that issue comes in when you're allowing people to come in. And it's done so subtly, though. It's not like it's
right.
done blatantly. It's always
and then,
done
like you said,
subtly.
Like you said, Heather, that's why you just be mindful of what's known about your relationship because people play off of that. People can play off of that. Oh, girl, well, you know he did cheat on you that time. Maybe he's cheating on you now, I mean, because he didn't answer for 2 hours. You know, you have to be careful, like I said, who you tell your business to and what you're telling to those people. And like you said, Vicky, it's certain things that – it's certain advice that I'm going to seek from one friend versus the other friend. It's certain things that I'm going to even share with one friend versus the other friend because you know those people and what they do for you, number one, and what level of confidant they are to you, you know. So if I'm just saying, be mindful of your circle. If I can't believe something my girl tells me, that ain't my girl. Period.
Yeah.
And if she, and I know that I also know that my friends are going to say, hey, boo, even if they don't like whatever it is or whoever I'm with, they're going to be like, hey, boo, you like it, I love it, long as you're happy. That's what my crew going to say.
Right.
So.
yeah, definitely. And, I mean, at the end of the day, people, just the moral of the story, protect your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Protect it from, do whatever you have to do. Make that thing like Fort Knox. If you love the person that you're with, let me tell you one more thing, too, because now I'm on a roll. Let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
Another way to protect, another way, and this is separate than what we're talking about, but I just felt something drop in my spirit. I felt it down in my chondro. Another way to protect your relationship, there are several ways. Always admonish that person, right? And know how to speak their love language.
Oh, I got
know how
theory.
To speak their love language, baby. That you writing
yeah.
it down? You writing it down?
Yes,
I can text
yes,
it to you
girl.
If you need.
You're so
okay.
silly. You're so silly.
you cannot be with someone or even be trying something out with someone if you do not either, number one, ask them what their love language is. People appreciate if you ask what a love language is, trust me. or if you don't study them enough to learn what their love language is. Because it's
right.
not about what you want to do for them. It's what do they need for you to do for them.
From you, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it. Come
That's
on
the
now.
Number one
I'm preaching
way.
Good with that one. I just
yeah,
preach
yeah.
good with that one.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's the best way to keep your person is by always understanding what their love language is. And on top of that, love languages do change. They're not always the same. Honey, what I need in
mm-hmm.
this season, it may change in that season.
Hello. Now I'm about to shout.
That's what I'm saying. And that's okay. That's okay. Because I was preaching good, that's why she's going to shout now. But, and as I was saying, it's okay if the love language changes. But that's where that communication comes in. Communication is so beautiful. Communication is sexy, actually. That's how I feel. But let's
sure.
not get off on
it
a
is.
Tangent. Because I can,
nope,
I can
nope.
go.
We're going to put a pin in that one.
We're going to put a pin
for sure.
Because
you surely started a tangent.
Because I see where you're going. I see you're going to get more water and everything.
I know
for sure.
I crushed my leg and everything. Right, absolutely. So that is definitely going to be one of the topics that we're going to discuss soon. Listeners, we thank you guys for rocking with us. Again, this is season
yes.
4 of In the Thick, right? It's been an uphill climb. We're excited to be back. Ladies, tell the people where they can find you.
I am found on Facebook. All right.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You got it. Fine.
Like I had my hands in the air and everything. Like you just really shut me down. That was messed up. You can find me at Jada F. Ray on Facebook and Jada F. Ray on IG.
Nice.
Go ahead, Vicky.
So
that's it.
That's it. You sure? You ain't got no extra account? No, I'm sorry. You can find me on Instagram at PrettySweetV85. I think that describes me perfectly. So, hit me up on Insta.
Okay. You can find me at Heath, Heath, 16. That is on Instagram. On Facebook, I am Heather D. And our IG page for In the Thick is INTHATHICK because it's ethnic. We thank you guys for rocking with us. We thank you guys for listening to us. We thank you guys for your support, for your ideas, for your suggestions. Watch us show out in 2021.
Watch it. Wait for it. Wait
yes.
for it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And we'll be back soon. Thank y'all for listening.
Bye.
Bye.